Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chimichurri makes anything gourmet.
Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Ready to make a financial choice your future self will thank you for? Switch for good. Regions has the people, tools, and tech to move you forward. Learn more at regions.com/biggerthanbanking. Regions, member FDIC.
You hear that? Nothing. I love it.
That's the sound of your new IKEA kitchen soft close drawers. Now through July 28th, IKEA family members get 10% off at the IKEA kitchen event. Restrictions apply. Visit IKEA or IKEA-USA.com for details. Financing options available with the IKEA Project Credit Card. Subject to credit approval, Community Capital Bank issues IKEA Project Credit Card accounts. Minimum monthly payments and minimum purchase required. See an IKEA coworker for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
I apologize for my behavior in this Walmart grocery pickup commercial because I just got my groceries and I'm hungry. When you pick up groceries this fresh, you just gotta eat, am I right? And I didn't have time to shop in store, so I ordered online when it was convenient and then used free curbside pickup to get these baby carrots brought to me without even leaving my car. No extra charge and freshness guaranteed. Speaking of fresh, oh man, try not to order when you're hungry. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks deal. Buy one, get one free car washes at Germantown Car Wash. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double your relaxing massaging shampoo and our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. Instant Replay. It's the MVP on repeat. Download the Sport Clips app and check in online today.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
We go together.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain, and baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
Second hour rolls on here of the Jeff Calkins Show. Chris Felica. The Bear, he's going to join us in about 22 minutes or so, 10:25 for the Bear. We'll discuss some college football as well as some lines that might look tasty to the Bear early here in the process. But now we welcome back onto the program Jonah Jordan. Jonah, of course, writes for the Daily Memphian. At underscore Jonah Jordan on Twitter. Jonah, I wanted to ask you about this. So we're going to get into Tiger basketball recruiting as well as some Tiger football here in just a moment. But last week, I believe, last week from yesterday, you had a story, you and Drew Hill had a story on the women's basketball program, and it was updated, and then y'all added a timeline. I can't remember if it was Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, it was Sunday, I think.
Added a timeline on Sunday, and I think I find it most fascinating in that the story has been reported. There hasn't been a lot of refuting, if any.
Well,
and there hasn't been any public comment. Is that surprising to you?
There has been. I will say I don't want to give too much away, obviously, because of reporting and whatnot. But there have been some former players who've come forward and said, hey, they've stuck up for Melissa. McCarron. Sure. But the biggest thing to me is that last week in their statement, their initial statement, they said they take these allegations seriously, and I'm waiting for them to take it seriously. You know? I mean, this is student-athlete well-being we're talking about.
Well, this
very
is
a serious subject.
I asked Gary on Tuesday, because Gary is well more versed in university protocol with these types of allegations. Yeah. And he basically said it completely surprised him that at least, and he said it's also, you know, there's, I don't want to put words in his mouth, so I want to make sure I try to paraphrase him as best as possible. Given today's society, the way that it works, when you are a public university and when someone is paid this much, and everyone goes, well, you're innocent until proven guilty. With these types of situations, it is highly unusual not to at least suspend the coach until some type of clarification occurs.
Yeah, and she's conducting practice this week. She's walking around the AOB like nothing's happening.
Yes. And does that surprise you? Does that surprise you that is occurring?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it does, because I thought they had the statement worded in a way. I was like, oh, okay, so we're probably going to hear something about this afterwards. I think also that the timing of it was less than fortunate, though, because of July 4th, everybody was gone from university.
For sure. Most people on vacation.
Brud was out of country. Prescott was out of town, or he wasn't around. So I don't think that helped. But I did think that it was going to be a strong response, and I think that now, I guess, are they waiting for the report? If they're waiting for the report, they should say they're waiting for the report. If not, then I've just got some questions. A lot of people around have some questions.
Well,
and that
not to interrupt you, but that was Gary's point, is that what typically occurs is you have the suspension. If you know you're doing the investigation, what typically occurs is you do the suspension and you word it that we are waiting to find the results of the investigation.
Yes, but they didn't really say that, I don't think. But it's strange, because now this impacts everything you do. I mean, you've got people asking questions about this constantly. The next time she's even available to the media, this is going to be what comes up. I mean, the next time Prescott's available to the media, this is what's going to come up. The next time Rudd's available to the media, this is what's going to come up. They're going to be asked about this. I'm going to make sure they're asked about it. I mean, I'm going to ask about it. I know everybody else is. I don't understand why they wouldn't have a response at this point. Why I keep asking him, hey, anything today? Well, no. I mean, and it's gotten to the point now where they're saying, well, the statement stands. From last week, the statement stands. And I don't know if that's, to me, to a bunch of people I've talked to, that's just not good enough. That's not a good enough response.
So in terms of working on this story, what are you waiting for next?
I don't know. I mean, that's just been the biggest question of what's next. I always thought the next would be a university response to these allegations, but now I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, if the investigation comes back and if it becomes nothing more than, as you know, as we discussed last week, if it's just, you know, one word versus another, is it just business as usual?
I guess so. I guess it's just gonna, it could just be business as usual, and it's gonna be a she said thing, and they're all gonna be pointing fingers at one another until that report comes back. And I think that maybe the direction we're headed.
Okay, so that is the latest on that. Anytime we get anything new, we'll, of course, talk with Jonah about it. Onward to the matter at hand.
I've been instructed to give a message to the people.
All right.
From Drew Hill. He said.
The man has spoken.
He's texted me at 6:30 this morning. Why he thought I was conscious at 6:30, I do not know. The man has spoken.
There you go.
Yep. The man wakes up at 5:30. I don't understand it.
I can't believe it either. Does
every
he not stay
day,
up?
Every day. I don't understand. He'll text me at 6. I'm like, dude, no.
What time does he go to bed?
Like 12. He gets up at 5 every day.
Hang in there, Drew, buddy. Those days are coming to an end.
Yes. I would like you to give a report from Peach Jam on the radio.
All right, here we go.
This morning, you can let everyone know that someone got arrested outside of my motel room at 2 a.m. He's like, I didn't know what it was for. He's staying at a motel or a Super 8, I do believe.
And wow, that actually might be a motel. Like, that might be the drive-in. Like,
yes.
Door on the outside.
But if you would like to read any of his stuff from Peach Jam,
over at Daily Memphian, $7 a month. All right, so, okay.
Is it a runner?
I don't know what.
Well,
I asked him, I told him next, like, you're a reporter. Come on, man. You got to go out there and get the phone out and start, like, recording stuff. Like, be like, what's going on, man?
By the way, I saw the NCAA was so mad at North Carolina for the last decade that they got North Carolina State yesterday.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, that's classic,
Mark
Jeffrey.
Godfrey.
That's classic. Yeah, and yeah. Unbelievable. Well said. Well said.
Because we know the only Adidas school that was up to anything wrong was NC State.
The Wolfpack.
Of course, I guess in fairness, they have already gotten Louisville. So they're moving on, doing some freedom fighting. All right, so Peach Jam, of course, this week, as well as the Under Armour event. Under Armour's in Augusta, correct?
Yes. Under Armour's in Atlanta. Okay, so Nike is in North Augusta. Under Armour's in Atlanta, and Adidas is in Birmingham.
Okay, but I thought Peach Jam.
Peach Jam is Nike, which is in North Augusta.
Okay. Obviously, I knew Peach Jam was a Nike event, but I was under the impression Nike had a separate event in Augusta.
They do. They have a bunch of smaller events around.
All right, so I'm not an idiot. So that's,
no, you're not an idiot.
Well, for this reason, I'm not an idiot, but there are plenty of other countless examples. Okay, so what I think is fascinating is now with the way the whole recruiting schedule works, this time of the year has gotten so much bigger than it even was before because of the limited time of evaluation. And am I wrong in thinking that, like, all of a sudden this week has even gotten bigger than it was even last year?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is probably, they made Peach Jam a little bit bigger. I mean, because there was last year people were talking about, I was there last year. Coaches were like, well, I guess this is the last time we're going to be able to come to this. Because, and I think Gary wrote about it today, or yesterday, there was a sentiment that last year was the last Peach Jam coaches were going to be able to go.
Yeah,
and
that was the...
Then they changed the rules, they made it a little bit. I think Nike probably was like, hey... Probably not smart for you to do
that. Shout out to Gary for also writing the column that he wrote. Like, hey, this is why this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
I mean, it was dumb. It did nobody any good whatsoever.
Well, it's just, I don't know. Like, to me, that was just another example of the NCAA's tone deafness.
Well, they're making rules to make rules, not actually making rules to help people, which is just a staple of the NCAA.
Yes. And so it's like something happened. We've got to do something. Let's do this. Like, well, now you're not fixing a problem. You're just making another one.
Yeah, and they don't care.
All right, so in terms of University of Memphis interest, who are the guys that we kind of need to keep our eye on for big-time interest? And I know the way the recruiting calendar works, a lot of these guys could not decide till next spring. But, and you know, this time last year, let's see, the targets were Trenton Watford.
C.J. Walker.
C.J. Walker. Was there another... Big one.
Trace Jackson Davis was kind of, he had a Memphis offer. Then there was James, obviously, Malcolm, obviously. Boogie Ellis kind of broke out at Peach Jam last year. CJ Walker
did too, right?
CJ Walker did. Even though the prior Memphis staff had been recruiting CJ before, then I think then the current staff had a kind of loose knowledge of him. They knew who he played for, each one teach one, because Antoine played for them. So they had relationships there. But going into last year, I think that was about Chandler Lawson.
Yep.
But that was about it, yeah.
And in terms of this year, it's fascinating because, as you mentioned, like, the atmosphere around Peach Jam last year is, you know, Penny's walking in, it's kind of a celebrity status, but there was the common refrain that you kept hearing consistently was, well, we'll see how he's going to do now. Well, we saw how he did. It's pretty darn good. And... now, when he walks in the building, what's the atmosphere like?
I mean, Drew wrote about this last night, is that he walks in and people are like, okay, that's like, he just got the number one overall class. Drew wrote, even without coaches, Peach Jam is an eye-opener for Tiger recruits because it's still, it's still a big deal. Peach Jam is. Peach Jam is a huge deal. It's a huge event. It's the basis for, like, okay, I'm a big recruit. This isn't the atmosphere that it brings. I mean, people pack in this lower bowl and the top bowl of the biggest gym. I mean, they people lining out the door to come in, and then you see Penny Hardaway walk in, and it's like all heads turn to this person who is wearing all Memphis Tigers everything or all Nike everything, and now I think that probably is even a little bit more because he just brought in the number one recruiting class in the nation.
Are we going to get a new article of clothing? Like, is Penny going to set a fashion trend this week like he did with the flat bills? Is there going to be a new item that everyone's going to have, and the Tiger Bookstore is going to sell out of in like 15 minutes?
No, because I think the Tiger Bookstore's on their game. I was in there the other day.
They understand this is a important time to move some merch.
They have all. We want the smoke shirts already. They're on their game over there, man. It would be hard for Penny to beat them, but I think if anything, Penny will probably break out some shoes we weren't expecting, or. I don't know. He wears the occasional backpack. I could see that being a thing.
Ooh, those Nike backpacks are.
They're really nice.
Yeah, I enjoy those as well. All right, so then the other aspect that occurred yesterday, from Bet Online, we started to get some conference title odds. Memphis has the second best odds to win the American, according to Bet Online, at plus 300, so 3-1. UCF was at 5-4. Of course, we got the news yesterday that Daryl Mack Jr. did break his ankle. But as Mark and I were kind of talking, you're not bringing in Winbush to be your backup. Like, they were bringing him in at that point to be the starter. And I'm not saying that meant the job was going to be given to him. And this clearly now affects, this is now, you know, God forbid something happened to Winbush, they go down. Like, but in general, I still just feel like you're not bringing in Winbush to sit there and hold the clipboard.
Yeah, that's how I always felt too, but I always thought that there was going to be a competition. I always thought Matt could give him a run because that guy's really good. I mean, he's good, but it's disappointing. I mean, he broke his ankle, but Winbush, I'm not a big Winbush guy. I'm not a big believer. I hate to say I'm not a big believer. I wasn't impressed. I think there's a reason he left Notre Dame.
Oh, I definitely think there is, and I think Book had a lot to do with that. But I think my bigger deal is I recognized the specimen that Mac was, but Mac is nowhere near the type of, like, Mackenzie Milton is a good athlete, but he's also a really accurate passer.
Yes.
Mac has a massive arm, but, like, all I keep thinking about is the title game where he had guys running free, and he was, like, throwing the ball into the stands.
If Memphis had a better secondary,
there were some chances.
Oh, well, it's not even the secondary, because their secondary was a little bit more improved by the end of the year. Their pass rush was so debilitated. They couldn't get to the quarterback. They couldn't get to him. He was able to duck and run a lot because they just couldn't get to him. Guys were injured. They were tired. They're having to play a lot of snaps. Dorian Dorsius, and O'Brien Goodson, Emmanuel Cooper. Like, they were having to play a lot of snaps and against that offensive line. But I'm going to drop another unpopular opinion.
All right, here we go. It's theme of the day.
UCF is going to lose some games this year. They aren't going to be as good. One, they're not winning the AAC. And I don't even think they're going to win their division.
Well, they have to go to Cincinnati. But this is what was surprising to me. The Bet Online odds, like, to me, if you're looking for the value play, it's Cincinnati at 7-1.
Yes, it is. Cincinnati's good.
And they get UCF at home.
They went 11-2 last year.
Like, their toughest games are non-conference games.
Yeah, they're good. Like, I'm looking at these odds now.
I think it was, so if I can do it from memory, UCF was plus 125 at 5-4.
Yep.
Memphis was at 3-1.
Houston's at plus 600.
600. Then it was Cincinnati at 700, 7-1.
South Florida at plus 8. 50, which I do not touch that, please. If anybody ever listens to me, please do not bet on South Florida.
Is it not interesting to you, though? I feel like Vegas is respecting Houston more than people that follow the league are.
Yeah, that's probably a Dana Holgorsen thing.
It is, but I don't know. I keep thinking that I think when we get 6 weeks into the season, I think it's going to shape up in the West that it's going to end up being Houston and Memphis.
Well, yeah, I think that's pretty easy bet. Like, it's always going to be Houston and Memphis because that division is not very good outside of Houston and Memphis. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah. I still feel like, though, the it's not as strong at the top, but I don't feel like there's anyone that, like, outright sucks quite like when you look on the other side when, like, I still don't understand how UConn is, like, how do they make lines for UConn games? I do not understand
well,
that.
Well, we're not going to have to worry about that here soon. I mean, well, Tulane's not Tulane's not amazing.
But they, like, I don't, like, they can beat you. UConn cannot line up on Saturday and beat you in the league.
Yeah, and then you got Tulsa and SMU. So, yeah, Tulsa, Navy, SMU, Tulane. I mean, you're right. But, like, the other side of the conference has ECU and UConn.
Right.
So
the bottom of the bottom is on the other side versus you don't have the top-end teams on the West.
Yes, and I love that Clemson is minus 400 to win the ACC, and the closest person to them is Miami at plus 700. That is astonishing.
Yeah, minus 400. I thought you said plus 400. I was like, wait, what? I can get Clemson? I was like, excuse me.
You're about to jump out of your seat.
I was about to take out a loan.
I'm looking through this, and the biggest thing that jumps out of me, you're going to disagree. I already know. Florida plus 1,400 to win the SEC.
No, because I told you, I'm not convinced that Kirby Smart's not a dummy.
I'm not convinced that they just...
Now, they do have...
Jake Fromm isn't good.
I invented Jake Fromm is not good as the take. I was here first, buddy. First and foremost.
And then, okay, well, I like two bets in the SEC. Texas A&M plus 3,300. Yes, please. And then...
God, their schedule's brutal, though.
Florida plus 1,400 is one of the hardest schedules. My boy Hunter sent me this the other day. He was like, I think this is the hardest schedule I've ever seen.
They have Clemson on the road. Believe Alabama on the road,
LSU on the road,
like it's
Georgia at home.
Yeah,
good luck.
Yeah, that's a tough one, Jonah. We appreciate it, buddy.
Yes, sir.
We come back. College Game Day's Bear. Chris Felica joins the show next. Stick around. You're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The 2019 Memphis Check-in Olympics are officially under.
All right, got my pen.
Randy, you're up.
You out battle Spider Monkey, broke Woody Harrelson, two square blockhead ass little boy.
Broke Woody Harrelson.
Okay, that's a good start. They said broke Woody Harrelson. Damn.
It's the Jason and John Show, weekdays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Oh, hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait, so I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EagleBill and AutoPay. Ends 9/30/19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including B2B fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hi, this is Troy Five-Ash, owner of Five-Ash Roofing. If you're in need of a roof, there's no better place to start than Five-Ash Roofing. No matter what your situation is, we have you covered. We can walk you through the insurance process without committing fraud like many of my competitors. You'd be surprised how many times salesmen and contractors will manufacture storm damage just so they can get a sale. We do residential, multifamily, and commercial work. We're certified in every form of roofing we offer. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingle, and we don't charge extra for that, and to my knowledge, there's no other roofing company in Memphis offering that level of security. And if that's not enough, we offer a best price guarantee. We are the official roofer, the University of Memphis Athletic Department, and a proud member of the Tigers home team. Five-Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five-Ash Roofing,
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks Deal. Buy one, get one free car washes at Germantown Car Wash. Conveniently located on Poplar Avenue in Germantown. You can get a thorough and gentle car wash with exceptional customer service and be on with your day before you know it. Germantown Car Wash has got you covered from headlight to taillight to leave your car gleaming and your smile beaming. Don't miss out on this deal. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com. That's GetMyPerks.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright. You're right.
Best trip. Chris Felica is commonly known as the Bear on College Game Day. You can hear him on the Behind the Bets podcast, the Stanford and Steve Show, available on Apple Podcasts. Go follow him on Twitter at Chris Felica. Chris, is this value season for investors, if you will?
It's interesting because I think there have been a lot fewer investment opportunities out there in terms of season win totals and odds to win the national title. I haven't even seen a bunch of odds to make the playoffs. I know the offerings, at least in Vegas, haven't been what they normally are, and I haven't seen a bunch of even people have get reached out and said even offshore they haven't put out a lot of the every single team out there usually has a win total. A lot of those Conference USA and MAC and some of those win totals haven't been posted in some of the offshore books. So I'm still in search of some of those investments.
Do you have a theory for why it is later this year?
I have one theory. Well, I shouldn't say theory. I think it has a lot to do with it in Las Vegas. Is that from what I have noticed the last few years is South Point had been the first place to put season win totals out for every single FBS team, and the great director at South Point Sportsbook, Chris Andrews, he's got some health issues going on, and he's been pretty public about it on Twitter. Yeah. What's going on, and he just didn't have the energy or the ability or the time to be able to go through the process and put them all out early this year. So I'm still waiting on someone else to step up and place fill that void and put some Georgia Southern win totals up and some Buffalo win totals up like last year. So hopefully we can find those pretty soon, because I think what I found is that a lot of times those are the conferences and those are the teams where you can maybe find a little bit of an edge, because these Power Five conference totals, they're pretty sharp. If you do some shopping, like a buddy of mine did the other day, you can certainly find some differences where, like one spot, Ohio State was the season win total was 10, and it was minus 110, and then you go down to another place, and it was 9.5, and you had a little bit extra juice. But my argument to him was, I don't really see a scenario in which Ohio State goes 9-3, so lay a little bit extra juice, and if it lands on 10, you win, as opposed to pushing on 10. So I think there's still some spots out there where you can maybe find a little bit of edge with those Power Five teams, but I'm still waiting for the diamonds in the rough to get posted.
How do you handle a team like Ohio State that you know has overwhelming amounts of talent, but an unproven entity at head coach?
I kind of disagree that he's an unproven entity. Sure, he was only the interim head coach last year for a bit, but I think people are forgetting. If you go back to last year, Ohio State played their best football last year.
Early.
Outside of the game, it got home against Michigan when they were an underdog and not many people gave them a chance and everyone was poor-mouthing them. Yeah, they played great that day, but probably you or I could have coached them that day and they would have been motivated to win. But I know the schedule was early, it wasn't as good, but early in the year when Ryan Day was the interim head coach, that's when Ohio State played their best football. So I know they've had this bugaboo loss where you just kind of scratch your head and how the heck did they lose to Iowa by 5 touchdowns as a 17-point favorite? I mean, each of the last 5 years they've had that one loss as a 12-point favorite or more. And maybe that was just the team not getting Urban Meyer's message that week, or maybe it was Urban. Urban was always a great head coach when he could build something up, backs against the wall, underdog, really great motivator. Maybe some of those games his message wasn't getting through. And I wouldn't be surprised if Ryan Day coming in and maybe delivering a little bit of a different message throughout the year, that might help Ohio State avoid kind of that Purdue, Michigan State, Iowa type loss that they've kind of been vulnerable to the last couple of years.
Where do you stand on Georgia? Most of the win totals I've seen out there are 11. And, you know, you look at last year, the LSU game, and I get it, it's a game on the road. But I'm now that Florida has, I think, more stability at the head coaching position, I think Dan is a very good coach. I'm really liking Florida over 9, and I really like Georgia under 11.
I think Georgia will probably land on 11. That seems about right. I mean, with Florida, I still think they're much better than Florida. They got to go to Auburn, which will be a little bit of a problem as well. But, I mean, maybe flip a coin. Maybe Florida finally steps up and gets them. But 11's probably the right number. I think they should beat Notre Dame and Athens. It's funny. I'm pretty high on Georgia this year. I think the fact that Fromm is back, and sure, the depth is now gone at quarterback, but there's no urge from Kirby Smart to get Justin Fields into the game. I know they lost all about wide receiver, but they got guys. Holloman was a good blocker and a really good guy to get the ball out to quickly. But with Robertson and some of the younger recruits that they have, I think they could be really dynamic in the passing game. And look, defensively, this is probably going to be the best defense that that Kirby Smart's had. I think they're going to be able to get after the quarterback a little bit more this year. Sure, you lose DeAndre Baker and you lose the other cornerback who's forgetting. It's slipping my mind right now. It's not the Sugar Bowl last year. But they're going to be really good defensively. And I'm actually high on Georgia. It's funny, this Florida, I agree with you that Florida, I think, is going to be better this year. But I just wonder about that win total at 9. You consider last year they were 3-0 in games decided by a touchdown or less. And if you throw that Vandy game in there, which they had the last second field goal.
A hero's backdoor cover?
Yeah, exactly. You throw that in, you figure they were plus 12 in turnovers. And now you lose, I think, what's it, 4/5 of your offensive line. It's usually not a good thing, especially early in the year in the SEC. They go to LSU. They have Miami away from home. They have Georgia away from home, and they still got a bunch of other games like Kentucky, who beat them last year, Missouri, who's given them problems, South Carolina is giving. There's still, I think, a bunch of losable games there. And while I think, look, I love Dan Mullen. The job he did last year was awesome. 10-2, I think, is going to be hard to come by for Florida this year.
And then you mentioned Auburn. Auburn's sitting there at 8 wins, and you can get plus 115 if you take the over. I feel like, though, that's a bet that you'll know at the end of Labor Day weekend whether or not it's got a shot. Because if they lose to Oregon, I feel like no one can have, like, a no-show rest of the season quite like Auburn can.
No, you're right. That's one of the massive swing games, because you look, they have not only do you have Oregon, Texas A&M, Florida, and LSU away from home, you get Florida, and also you have Georgia from the east. So that is a brutal schedule. So that win, if they can get it in a virtual toss-up game in Arlington, would be massive. I would probably err on the side of over expecting 8-4 in the worst-case scenario, because they got a great defensive line. I'm curious to see how Gus Malzahn taking over the offense again for the entire season will go. It's when I was talking to someone the other day, and who is the second best team? Who is the biggest threat to Alabama in the SEC West? And I said I kind of hedged a little bit on the answer, and I said Auburn certainly has the higher upside because they've got a bunch of young, really athletic guys at the skill position on offense that could really have great years, or it kind of could go to you know what, and they could really just collapse. I said, if you want to be safe, I guess it's LSU, but there's really no belief that LSU can beat Alabama based on what they've done the last eight meetings and averaging what 9 points a game. So, if you're a bullish investor, I would say Auburn would be the answer to that question. But if you're kind of conservative and want to take a team that you know won't go 6-6 or 7-5, it's probably LSU.
When you look at that opening game, Auburn and Oregon, and I believe didn't the line open at 6.5? I think it's down now to 2.5. Let me talk you through my thought process, and you tell me if you like it or if you think I'm crazy. When we watched Justin Herbert last year, like, for instance, I thought one of the worst games he played all year was, or at least in the first half, Washington State. When he has aggressive defensive lines, I feel like his eyes drop immediately, and he's no longer comfortable throwing. To me, I really love Auburn week one because of the fact that I know they're just going to get after Herbert.
Yeah, they are. The great thing about this game, I think a lot of people are going to point to the Auburn-Washington game last year and just, Pac-12, Auburn, SEC, they dominated, blew out. The strength of Oregon's team is their offensive line.
Yeah.
Whereas if you remember that Washington game last year, Auburn absolutely dominated the line of scrimmage. Washington had a ton of chances
in
deep, but they just couldn't win those short yard situations and punch it in. It's like the week one battle that I'm really looking forward to the most, to see Coe and Derek Brown on that defensive line against a really experienced Oregon offensive line. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see the Ducks win that game, just because I do think you were talking about the defense being aggressive on the other side with Oregon. I think Oregon needs to be more aggressive themselves in some of the play calling. I think the game against Stanford last year that they lost, they kind of got a little conservative late in letting Stanford get back in that game, and then of course the freak play that allowed Stanford to win. I think if Oregon kind of trusts Herbert, trusts their veterans on the offensive line to get the ball out to some of those newer receivers and younger running backs, I think that might catch Auburn a little bit off guard. So I'm going to reserve the right to make a pick on this game until the week of the game, but it wouldn't shock me at all to see Oregon win that game.
Why is the Pac-12 so hard to bet?
Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I think the teams that we normally think are good aren't. We normally assume that USC is going to be really good. We assume UCLA's got good talent. They're going to be good. We respected what Jim Harbaugh built at Stanford, and David Shaw continued. I think the middle of that conference is better than people give it credit for. And the gap between the middle and the top isn't great. I think defensively, they probably don't have the players in that conference top to bottom that the rest of the conference had. Now, look, Washington's had some great defenses and had a ton of players drafted. But Oregon, when Oregon was getting a national title game with Chip Kelly, they had good defensive players. They haven't had a ton of defensive players drafted lately. USC hasn't had a ton of guys drafted lately. And UCLA had a few a couple years back, but since then, Arizona State doesn't play defense. Arizona doesn't play. A lot of these teams don't play defense, and I think when you get a lot of these high-scoring games, you're prone to a lot more volatility, and I think that probably creates a bunch more upsets. So that would be, if I had to think about it a little bit, I think the higher scoring games. And the other thing is that I think if you talk to some of the Pac-12 coaches, and maybe some will admit it on the record, maybe some won't, I don't think the conference does them any favors with some of the road trips, yeah. Some of the scheduling that they do. Like a trip from Seattle to Tucson is a long trip.
It's like 2,000 miles.
A trip from Tempe to Pullman is a long trip. And to, even if you're playing these games, if you're putting USC, send USC from L.A. to Pullman on a Friday night on a short week, the week after playing Stanford, we love those games on ESPN, and they rate, and people love to watch a great Friday night college football game. But if you're putting your marquee teams in a position where they might not be at their best, and it gives them a real chance to lose, you're not going to help their one loss. Yeah, you're going to help your television rating. You're going to help maybe get other teams bowl eligible and give them a big game ticket on a Friday night. But ultimately, you're not going to help your national championship cause and your marquee team's one loss record if you're putting them in a pretty vulnerable spot on a short week.
ESPN's Chris Felica joining us here. Go follow him on Twitter at Chris Felica. Check out his podcast, The Stanford and Steve Show, available on Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts can be found. One team that at least regionally here, of some of my friends that cover, that they're very high on, thinking that perhaps maybe they could be the Kentucky-type team this year in the SEC, in which they seemingly come out of nowhere and they end up being a 9-10 win team, is Missouri. How do you feel about Missouri?
They are the absolute public schedule darling this year.
Yeah.
And if you look at their season win total, it's 8. I mean, every guy who does the whole go down the schedule, give them a win, give them a loss, they're going to look at the road games and be like, wow, their road games are Vandy, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Wyoming. Yeah, they'll probably lose at Georgia. They will lose at Georgia. And then at home, they get West Virginia and South Carolina and Ole Miss and Florida and Tennessee. Wow, those are like 10 or 11 games that they can easily win. And Kelly Bryant transferred in. But, I mean, Kelly Bryant, the reason he transferred from, yeah, Trevor Lawrence beat him out, but there were questions about his ability to really throw the ball in the offense that would really be make Clemson flourish there. And look, he got them to the playoff, and they were really powered by their defense in a running game that year. But I mean, I think the fact that they're right as of right now not eligible for a bowl, that will motivate them somewhat. But I don't know. I'm not on this Missouri's going to win 10, 11 games. So I wouldn't run out and play the under, but at the same time, I wouldn't be running out there to say overrated is stealing money either. I think there's a reason those buildings in Las mm-hmm. Vegas are big and shiny and glitzy, because they throw numbers up there like this, but with their algorithms and their power ratings and kind of go through the schedule and just know what certain teams are. And this might be one of those teams where at the end of the year, you're going to look, wow, their win total was 8 and they finished 8-4. Look at that.
And then another team that has a transfer quarterback that was beaten out by a freshman. What do you make of Oklahoma? Because I understand all of the hype around Lincoln Riley and what he's done, but Baker Mayfield's throwing it pretty well in the NFL, and Kyler Murray is a special type of athlete that has a special type of arm. Jalen Hurts has never struck me as either one of those.
I agree with you. I think the people just assuming that this is going to be business as usual for the Oklahoma offense, and Jalen Hurts is going to step right in and run that type of offense in the same efficiency, I don't agree with that at all. I think what Jalen did at Alabama was great. He had a really good offensive line and a really good running game and a really good defense to fall back on. At Oklahoma right now, we don't know if he has a really good offensive line, because everybody on that great offensive line last year is gone. We know he doesn't have a really good defense, because the defense was an absolute sieve last year. And they unless Alex Grinch is a miracle worker, they won't be much better this year. And we don't know about their running game, because we don't know if Kennedy Brooks can indeed be that guy. I would expect Lincoln Riley to work this Oklahoma offense a little bit differently, to get Jalen's strengths, which put him on the run a little bit more, maybe some shorter throws, maybe some fewer reads. But I'm not like this, hey, Jalen Hurts is going to be in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony. I think he'll have a good year. But at the same time, if for some reason he does struggle, they certainly have a kid in Spencer Rattler who is a really highly touted freshman that I think sooner or later is going to get a shot, whether it's in mop-up time or something more substantial this year than that. But Oklahoma, if you're looking at Big 12, they're still the best team in Big 12. But I'm not sure that they're a legit national title contender, though.
And then the last question I have for you, Bear, I know I haven't seen it posted, but I did see Bet Online yesterday had values for the American, and I was surprised because Cincinnati's sitting there at plus 700, and they get UCF at home. Am I insane for thinking if I can find anything close to that number, I should jump on it?
I'm a little hesitant on Cincinnati. I'm gonna take a wait and see approach with the Bearcats, because teams that improve in a win total like they did last year, yeah, their early season schedule was a joke last year, and they built up a lot of hollow wins. Now look, Warren is a really good running back, and they're experienced there on offense now. But I gotta see it. What were Memphis's odds to win the
plus 300, so 3-1.
Yeah, I would take the 3-1 on Memphis before I would the 3-1 on Cincinnati. I mean, you had the two games last year against UCF that they really should have won both of them. I mean, if you're being honest with yourself, that they had both games won and just gave away. And I think Memphis is a little undervalued, because I think people just see, okay, you lose Darryl Henderson, how are they going to replace that? And I think people forget that Patrick Taylor ran for over 1,100 yards last year. And there's not going to be much of a Coxie's back, a wide receiver, and UCF rotates off the schedule this year. We don't know what you're going to get at the end of the year. Houston and UCF, who knows how year one with Holgerson's going to go. And by that point, maybe Charlie Strong's string is about to run out with USF after their great start last year. But, I mean, if you look at the Memphis schedule, I mean, they'll be favored over Ole Miss at home. And the schedule from there on out, they should beat every single one of those teams. And there's a really good chance that, I mean, you're potentially undefeated going to Houston on November 16th, and your spot in the AAC championship game might be wrapped up by then, depending on how Houston does as well. So I would much rather take 3-1 on Memphis than I would 7-1 on Cincinnati.
Bear, this was absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Take care, guys.
That is Chris Felicka. When we come back, the one story you've been waiting for on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's community station. Get your tickets now to join Giannotto and Jeffrey for the 2019 Big Brothers Big Sisters Sports Ball Party at Nike on Saturday, July 20th. Games for grown-ups, futures for kids. Party for a purpose with 92.9. Get your tickets at 92.9ESPN.com through the Big Brothers Big Sisters link in the events section. The 2019 Big Brothers Big Sisters Sports Ball from 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
I'm here today with Professor Richard Goldman, who's holding history in the palm of his hand. Tell me, Professor, what does it feel like?
Well, like two uncirculated U.S. $10 Gold Liberty vintage coins. These coins are from the California Gold Rush era.
Look at the detail. This coin is over 100 years old, but it looks nearly brand new.
A limited number of these coins were rescued from government meltdown. The surviving gold coins are still in uncirculated condition, and they're available courtesy of government.com.
How can the public get their hands on these beautiful Gold Liberty coins?
Well, to find out how to secure your coins at this exceptional government price, call 1-800-721-0383. But there's a limit of three per household. So call now and we'll give you a free gold guide plus a bonus Patriots pack, including a 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent just for calling. Call now to get your free gold guide, including an actual 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent valued at over $10 free. 1-800-721-0383. That's 1-800-721-0383.
It's that time again, time for the Bourbon and Ice event at Robert Irwin Jewelers. I went last year. It's unbelievably great. Bring your significant other or friend, and you get to taste fine, rare bourbons and learn about diamonds and jewelry. Here's how it works. You register online at rijewelers.com or at facebook.com/rijewelers, and you will get a prize pack valued at $150. T-shirts, shot glasses, pens, backpacks, all that. But anyway, so then you show up, and they will tell you how to pick a diamond. No pressure at all. You get to sip bourbon as you're looking at diamonds. Bourbon and ice. Diamond choices, which is better, a diamond mined from the earth or a diamond grown in a laboratory? How to spy on her style, how to establish a budget, all of that. I went last year. It's a fabulous event, Thursday, July 18th from 6 to 8 at rijewelers.com.
I have a new favorite dessert in the city. It's Bounty's Key Lime Pie. I don't even tend to love key lime pie, but I love this key lime pie. It's fresh, it's cool, it's tangy, and it's perfect for summer. In fact, Bounty is the perfect place for a memorable summer dinner or brunch. The other day, some friends and I started with the jumbo pan-seared scallops served with sweet corn, house-smoked bacon, and white truffle oil. They were flat-out incredible. We had the fried Gulf oysters because, I'll be honest, I always have the fried Gulf oysters at Bounty, but we also had the pan-roasted summer flounder, the steamed mussels, and the garden ranch. Tattooey. Add a glass of white wine at Bounty because of their unique Korovan wine system. All of their wines are available by the glass, and it's the perfect summer meal. The place is beautiful, the service is attentive, and the key lime pie is, I promise you this, the best you've ever had. Bounty is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call 901-410-8131 or visit them at bountyonbroad.com to add some joy to your summer days.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is two times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. I'll give you anything to feel it.
Many thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us. He'll be back in studio tomorrow. He joined us from the road, coming back from Michigan. We did an unpopular opinion segment. Jonah also joined us at the end of the first hour, beginning of the second hour, and then Chris Flicka, the Bear from College Game Day, was awesome for all your preseason college investment ideas.
That was really good.
Discuss some theory, if you will. It was a workshop, if you will.
There were two surprises to me. One was that Chris thought that Memphis should have beat UCF both games last year. I can sort of see that. He also really likes Memphis, it sounds like.
Indeed. He thought Memphis at plus 300, so 3-1, was a better investment opportunity than Cincinnati at plus 700. Which
I like that.
Which I thought was a fascinating aspect. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
Yeah, this story comes to us from Mike Fisher from DallasBasketball.com. The Dallas Mavericks' longstanding desire to shed themselves of Courtney Lee has manifested itself in a trade offer from the Mavs to Memphis that would send Courtney Lee and a second-round pick to the Grizzlies in exchange for Andre Iguodala. The Grizzlies' response so far has been told that they are unwilling to take the ballast of Lee's $12.759 million deal. This is more encouragement for me because this yet again falls into the category of I don't get why they would do this.
What would
I get why Dallas would want to do it, but I don't get why the Grizzlies would.
What sort of interest? What would interest you for the Iguodala thing? Like us, more picks? Just take picks, right? You don't need Courtney Lee.
Yeah.
Just get picks.
Right.
I don't think you're going to get a first rounder in there, but.
Right. And I guess the idea would be Courtney Lee could be another piece that you could flip at the deadline. But no, I agree. I'm in the market of this team's not going to win this year.
Yep.
You do not need players for that.
Nope.
And, you know, unless Iguodala is going to take such a massive pay cut that you just have to make the deal, I'm holding out for picks. Yeah.
Just sit.
What's coming up next, Brad?
Here's what we have coming up next. It's Jessica Benson hosting for Jason and John. Joe Tessitore joins us at 11:25.
Right.
You
game
are
Joe.
Back doing the split shift at 2, and then Gary is on the road. He's at Peach Jam, and he'll join us during his show, 4 o'clock, and then we'll have the 6 at 6.
Many thanks again to Jeff for joining us. My thanks go out to Jonah for joining us. I had Joe Tessitore on the mind. My thanks also go out to Chris Fulica from College Game Day. Again, if you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program. For Brad, for Jeff, for Jonah, for the Bear, this is Jeffrey saying we got to get out of here. We'll try to do better tomorrow.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis's hometown event is being elevated to one of the biggest events on golf's calendar. The World Golf Championships FedEx St. Jude Invitational makes its debut at TPC Southwind, July 24th through 28th. Don't miss PGA Tour superstars Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more.
Join me, Dustin Johnson, when I return to TPC Southwind. Tickets are on sale at WGCFedEx.com.
Sponsored by AccountTemps. Overworked? Understaffed? Facing unexpected turnover? AccountTemps provides highly skilled temporary professionals exactly when you need them most. From payroll managers and bookkeepers to senior accountants. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Most auto repair shops do what's best for them, which helps their pocket. But Madison Automotive cares about your goals and needs of your vehicle, so they do what's best for your situation, unlike any other repair shop. Ask about our million-mile warranty. MadisonAutomotive.com.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
You hear that? Nothing.
I love it.
That's the sound of your new IKEA kitchen soft close drawers. Now through July 28th, IKEA family members get 10% off at the IKEA kitchen event. Restrictions apply. Visit IKEA or IKEA-USA.com for details. Financing options available with the IKEA Project Credit Card. Subject to credit approval, Community Capital Bank issues IKEA Project Credit Card accounts. Minimum monthly payments and minimum purchase required. See an IKEA coworker for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loan should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.